Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 31st and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of John chapters 4 to 6. True worship equals worshiping God in spirit and truth. We read in John chapter 4 verses 23 and 24 like this. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. When our Lord Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman at the well in Sychar, He addressed the issue of lasting satisfaction. First, He established a common point of reference, which is water, then aroused her curiosity on spiritual matters that resulted in directly confronting her sins and her immoral lifestyle. However, Jesus centered His conversation on the main issue, that is worship, and finally revealed Himself as a Messiah, who is the object of worship. Jesus clearly revealed to the Samaritan woman that with His coming, God no longer had a certain place on earth for worship. All who believe on the Lord Jesus can worship God at any time and in any place. The Jewish people had reduced worship to outward forms and ceremonies. On the other hand, the Samaritans worshipped what they did not know. They had created their own religion. Jesus was actually rebuking both Jews and Samaritans when He stated that worship must be in spirit and truth. The emphasis lies on spirit as God's essence, as He is free from the limitations of time and space. True worship is thus not confined to a place, but is rather an action of the heart. John gives three descriptions of God. He is spirit, He is love, and He is light. God is a spiritual being who is invisible and without a body. He is a divine person who reveals Himself in perfect intellect, emotion, and will. No idols and no images need to assist us in worship. True worship means that a believer enters the presence of God by faith, that is in keeping with the truth of God's revealed word, and there worships Him. Thus Jesus makes worship a matter of the heart. Worship must be in truth, that is transparent, sincere, and according to biblical mandates. Truth is what is in harmony with the nature and will of God. The issue is not where a person worships, but how and whom. Jesus Himself is the truth that He reveals in John chapter 14, verses 6. And so true worship is specifically the worship of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us remember what is written in Revelation 15, verse 4. Who shall not fear You, O Lord, and glorify Your name? For You alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before You, for Your judgments have been manifested.